We finish up the program today by continuing our discussion of prisons, but from a very, very different angle. Our final guest is the co-author of a book called Prison Ramen, Recipes and Stories from Behind Bars. Clifton Collins Jr. is the author with Gustavo Goose Alvarez. Clifton Collins is an actor based in Los Angeles with credits on Capote, Pacific Rim, Star Trek, and many other movies and TV shows in a list as long as your arm. He's currently part of the cast of the upcoming HBO series Westworld. This is his first book, and proceeds will benefit something called Homeboy Industries. Clifton Collins Jr., thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me, Dan. Appreciate it.
And let's start there. What is Homeboy Industries?
Homeboy Industries is an organization that helps at-risk gang youths, and it's a charity that Father Greg started back in the 80s, and it's really made a huge difference. He's able to stop gang wars. He's able to give meaning to people's lives that may seem meaningless at that time.
What got you in particular so interested in life in prison?
I think there's all kinds of incarcerations. I think we're all touched by it in some way, shape, or form. And my father did some time. I think we all make our little mistakes and get locked up. But I think really it's just, I just had a lot of different friends that would get locked up. And being an actor and having those resources, really just to common people, keeps you grounded. And I got to see my friends in the projects being treated differently than people that didn't live in the projects. I grew up more or less middle class, but I liked hanging out with them because they were all very real. There was nothing fake about them. So I started to learn about injustices at an early age and the sliding scales of the law system and how it works.
Right, Goose Alvarez is one of those guys in the projects, is that right?
Well, he lived in Eaglewood. He wasn't in the projects. I had friends in the Culver City projects. So we hung out. We were like 15 years old and up, we all would hang out together and get into trouble and have fun and that kind of stuff. But, I always had a separate mentor. I had a grandfather that was always present in some way, shape, or form that kept me in trouble and kept me focused.
I noticed that that you used a different name early in your career as an actor in homage to your grandfather. Is that right?
That is correct. It's funny because I speak to some of my friends that are producers, and they forget that I entered this business as Collins, and I went just the opposite. I went Gonzalez to pay homage to my grandfather, and that was really the only reason. I think a lot of people thought I was trying to cash in on the looming Latino explosion that was coming, but that was not the case at all.
All right. Let's come back to Goose Alvarez, because he is the listed as the co-author of this book and did spend time inside. He was involved in a riot at Chino in August of 2009, and it's an amazing story from near death to a meal. What happened?
It was a big riot that kicked off. It was a race riot, and, there was 100, brothers outside trying to kill him, because there's a lot of black and brown conflict in the California prison systems. After this riot happened, though, his door was kicked in, not enough for people to come in and out, but certainly enough to exchange food. And after the riot was over, Goose got some of the other homies to collect a bunch of their ramen and to make a giant spread, because the correctional officers left the prison and didn't come back, and they left the inmates outside to freeze. And Goose wasn't going to let that happen. So it was a moment of profound compassion, and also just having some empathy for people that are under the same problems, dealing with the same problems that you're dealing with.
Yeah, so they really got to break bread together, in a sense, or in this case, break ramen. Let's get into the ramen in prison thing. We get that you can buy stuff in prison, but inmates can cook too?
Sure. I mean, there's different ways of cooking. You don't necessarily need a flame, but if you do need a flame, there's a lot of different ways that you can get that done.
Like what?
Necessity is the mother of all invention.
Right.
it could be as simple as, if you happen to acquire a can of chili beans, and you just get a string and kind of create a little cage and put the flame under the can. But in the case of ramen, if you've got maybe, let's say, a beam of sunlight, you can fill the ramen packet up with water and hang it from a string and let that sun warm up the water a little bit. That's another way. The warm water from the faucet, and push comes to shove, that's a good way.
Well, I can't imagine that many other books like Prison Ramen out there. How did you settle on an approach to the book, Clifton?
It kind of grew. It all started with that act of compassion that Goose had in that moment after the riot. And he was like, I just want to do something for everybody in here, because inside, everybody eats ramen. It doesn't matter what color, what religion you are, you're going to eat ramen. So we thought, how can we expand the message of healing? How can we expand this whole communion, this kinship, this idea? And that's where Father Greg comes in, and Homeboy Industries, and like, let's get it at the source. Let's get the youngsters. Let's get these young kids that aren't thinking about the ramifications or the repercussions of their actions. You know, maybe we can put some cautionary tales with their ramen recipe that might inspire somebody to not make that left turn, go right instead. You know what I mean? Just think a little. Be grateful for what you have before it's got, because you know, everything's got to come to an end at some point.
Clifton College Jr. is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. His book is called Prison Ramen, Recipes and Stories from Behind Bars, co-written with Goose Alvarez with a foreword by Samuel L. Jackson. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. There are stories that are indicated by individual writers in here and recipes to accompany them. Each recipe is paired with a story, I should point out. Are most of the stories then from Goose himself?
Most of them are. There's a handful of celebrities that Goose tailored, made some ramen recipes, but most of the stories are, in fact, Goose's. The celebrities have their own stories, of course.
Well, some of this sounds good. You know, maybe stuff like peanut butter and jelly ramen, maybe not. Have you tried any or all of these?
Oh, yeah. They are delicious. You don't let the... when you're inside and your palate has been reduced to whatever they serve you at lunch and dinner, when you have a chance for ramen and all the little different things you can do to make it taste so different and delicious, you're going to be all over it. Chili chip ramen is one of my favorites.
What goes in there?
Corn chili chip, chili beans, a little bit of that beef jerky you get in your gift baskets at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of, it's basically a summer sausage. Some spicy Dorito chips. But it's the way you cook it, too, how you prepare it and how you eat it when you eat it with a group of friends and some chips. It's great for football. It's great for, I'm warning you now, man. It's really good. I'm going to tell you now.
Clifton, if you're inside and you can't afford stuff from the commissary in prison, what do you get for free?
Well, I'm sure you've heard the adage, you get nothing for free. ramen also doubles as currency as well. So I don't know if you knew that. So you can buy things, you know, two packs of ramen is like $2.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you want to buy some cigarettes. And there's also guys that'll make some of these, you know, the ramen torta recipe that we have in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's guys on the yards that'll make a bunch of these sandwiches and roll them up in saran wrap and sell them on the yard for, you know, $5-$6.
You know, as I read through the book, I was thinking, boy, this is some dire stuff. You know, we have many believers in Whole Foods who listen to the show. There's certainly not much chance of that in there, I was thinking. But then there's a passage in there called Killer Green Thumb. What's that about?
Killer Green Thumb, yeah. There's, you know, some of these prison systems and their rehabilitation programs, if they happen to have any at all, will have some kind of gardening. And, I mean, leave it up to, and Goose and I have talked about this a bunch, I mean, leave it up to an inmate to figure out how to make a poison out of a tomato leaf.
Oh, it is part of the nightshade family.
It's folded for everybody because everybody was starting to get a green thumb, and Goose said, you know, this created greater relations even amongst rivals. You know, they would talk about their gardening techniques, and they would share, you know, stories that might have come outside of prison from their families, you know, with black, brown, Asian, doesn't matter. And then somebody had to spoil it and ruin it, and it got taken away.
Oh, man.
I
mentioned the guest writers in the book. I really laughed when I saw Danny Trejo in here because of his current Snickers ad where he plays Marsha Brady. That's a way to make a rep. Now, he spent time inside, too, though, it sounds like.
He certainly did. He did like 8 years. You know, but again, it's like I think so many of us, you know, a good thing about this book is one of the messages is redemption and getting back up and, you know, learning your purpose, you know, having a mentor program or being a mentor or, you know, it's a lack of mentorship, I think, that starts to steer us all the wrong way.
And in fact, the back of the book, if you flip it over, it says Ramen and Redemption on the back there. Danny Trejo apparently has gone on to do some work to try to keep other people from going to prison. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Danny is a big advocate. I could talk to him. I'd say half the time that I'm calling him, he's got to hang up because he's walking into county. Talk to people, and the CEOs are looking at him funny. Dan, you know, most, if not all, of the celebrities in my book have many charities. You know, Sam Jackson's got the Children's Defense Fund, among others, and Danny's got the Pitbull Rescue. You know, I found that my friends, whether they're celebrities or not, if they come from hard times or they've fallen on hard times, they have a tendency to have a much bigger heart and are much more giving with the things that they have.
Let's talk about what Goose has done since he got out. He's been out for a few years now. Goose Alvarez, your co-author here. What's he been doing?
Well, we sold our book as a documentary to Insurgent Media, who did The Cove, which won an Oscar, Fisher Stevens' documentary on the dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're just getting the message out, and it's expanding, and we're touching more and more people, and we're helping people. So it's a very strange, and for him especially, to come out of prison where you can get your master's in criminology if you want to, or you can try to flip it, but it's a difficult thing to do. And he's done it, and we're doing it together, and we're continuing to reach out to organizations that have similar likes and interests in hopes of getting the message out.
The stories that come out of prison with guys like Goose and Danny Trejo and the other guys who are in there, I mean, there's got to be a story that's most likely to make your jaw drop here. Was there anything more surprising than any of the others that ended up in this book on prison ramen?
Yeah, as you can imagine, there's quite a few that we couldn't put in there because
sure.
It's too graphic. But, yeah, you know, the hitting the fence story kind of makes me sad, and the guy hanging himself in the cell makes me sad because you know, everybody knows when it happens, but hitting the fence is the story about the guy who had his whole family coming to visit him, his mother-in-law and everybody, and they got into an accident on the way to see him. And his whole family died, everybody. So he was hitting the fence is basically suicide by a police officer. But, you know, the CEOs know, and they know, you know, the CEO had to come and let them know that they weren't coming. His guest visitation was over. And then, like, a few days later, they had to tell him again that they had to go see him and tell him that there was a bad car accident. And that's when he made his escape attempt. And the word on the street is he made it past that first fence and got clipped on the second one. But, you know, those are heartbreaking stories. I think it's so easy to say, oh, the holidays, you know, times with, you know, families and friends and having a great time. But then you got the relatives that you don't like, you know, or you swear you're adopted, you know, you can't be related to. And you just remember that, you know, there's people that actually have nobody to visit. So sometimes having people you don't like to visit is better than nobody.
Yeah, there's an interesting discussion in Prison Ramen about the rhythm of things, you know, where there's a flurry of letters at the beginning, and then usually there's a Dear John letter at some point from the significant other, and then holidays can be, you know, really bad.
Yeah. Yep, you just said it. That's actually a very good story with the one that you just read off to me. That's and you're 100% right. And the Dear John letter, that's Danny Trejo's got one. I think pieces of it were in there, but he talked to me about how, like, in the beginning, everybody comes to visit you, and then after a while, people get tired, and your brothers stop, and your sisters stop, and then all you got left is your mama. Your mama's coming to visit you because you're and Danny said this with the biggest, most endearing laugh. You know, you're a three-time loser, and he just started laughing, and I couldn't help but also feel the pain because I've known Danny since I was 15, so he's very much like an uncle. Mm-hmm. But I know there's so much pain behind that laugh, and I just know what a golden heart he has. And he does so much charity. I'm sure that could be a job right there as charity, but he fills his heart and soul with that, and he gives back in so many different ways. So we're grateful for his story and his support.
It really comes ringing through in the stories. Given that, you know, since you have each recipe paired with a story, I mean, you're really hoping that people read the stories and don't prepare the ramen stuff. I mean, some of this looks seriously gag-worthy, some of it.
Until you try it, and then you're like, ooh-wee, let me get another bite. Trust me, man. I had this combo with Goose.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and I've had the dishes, too, and I've been like, man, I'm in trouble. I better get another gym membership because I'm going to have calories to burn.
So, Clifton, what you mentioned the documentary coming out of the Prison Ramen book. What's the schedule for that?
We're getting on it right away. Adam Simon, who's a badass author who wrote Man Down, the film I did with Gary Oldman and Shia and Jai Courtney. He's kind of spearheading that one. So we're working away on that one, and then doing press for Triple Nine and HBO's Westworld that I got coming out here soon.
Always busy. It's an amazing list of stuff you've done over the years, and Prison Ramen is an interesting cap to the pile, but more to come. Prison Ramen, recipes and stories from behind bars by Clifton Collins Jr. and Gustavo Goose Alvarez. Clifton, thanks so much.
Appreciate your time, brother.
All right, take care.